I'm News Director Tom Fingerthal, and this is Cop Talk, a program to keep you informed on what is happening with local law enforcement. Our guest this week is Eric Manconi, a school resource officer with the Chillicothe R2 School District. Eric, what are the responsibilities of a school resource officer?
We use what they call the triad concept that is developed by the National Association of School Resource Officers. The three main roles of a school resource officer is that we're educators, informal counselors or mentors, and we're law enforcement officers within the district. As an SRO, I'm a law enforcement officer first, so the safety of our building, our students, and our staff members come first.
So are you employed by the Chillicothe R2 School District or Chillicothe Police Department?
The easy answer would be both. The school district takes care of my main salary and retirement and that basic stuff. And then we have a mutual agreement between the police department where they hold my commission. I'm pretty much what we call a part-time officer for the police department. I have full law enforcement range of police powers. And they also take care of my training and gear that I need. And then after hours, when I'm not working at the school, you'll find me oftentimes working traffic for the police department, helping out with transports or special events that they need help with.
Do you have specific buildings within the school district that you are responsible for?
I do. My primary responsibility is the Chillicothe Middle School, Grand River Technical School, Dewey School, and Field Schools.
And what is a typical day like for you?
It's never the same. I could be teaching a class to either students or staff, conducting safety checks of each buildings, dealing with a truancy or custody issue, working a child abuse or neglect investigation, or investigating a possible threat to the school or a student within the school district. And then I can end the day with playing a competitive game of dodgeball in the gym. It just kind of depends.
I've also noticed you out directing traffic from time to time.
That is probably the most normal thing that I do on a daily basis is, yes, I'm in the road quite a bit.
Do you deal with mainly students or do you also deal with parents?
I interact with mostly kids throughout the day, but they're usually general conversations. That's where that mentoring thing comes in. I'll see them in the hallways. It's a lot of positive contact. But when it comes to actual business calls for service, it's really a 50-50 shot. We're either dealing with some kids that are having a hard time, or we're answering questions or finding services for families outside of the building when we receive that information that a kid needs help.
What about truancy issues? Is that a big part of your job with the school district?
It's become a big part of our job, yes.
And is part of that because of COVID?
COVID has become part of that problem. Yes, but we put things in order. We've learned throughout this last couple months on how to deal with the truancy issues. We work with the juvenile office, and that's where the services part comes. What can we do to help the families to make sure the kids are successful when they're learning out of home? That's one thing that COVID has done for school resource officers. I don't know about outside of our area, but within Livingston County, it's changed the face of our job quite a bit. Especially in the last couple months. I could be working a child abuse investigation and they get a phone call, say, hey, can you go check on little Johnny because he can't get his internet working. So I'll end up getting a hotspot working and then he'll ask me, hey, can you help me through this math assignment? So that triad that we work for, that triad concept really comes into effect, especially when we're working outside of the home.
So it sounds like the duties are always changing.
We could be supervising a basketball game. I can't say there's any other job like it within law enforcement. The conversations that I have with the guys at our office are pretty interesting. You can tell that to be able to be an SRO, I've gained a lot of respect for our job because you have to be tuned in for it. You have kids that are looking up to you. You have parents that are looking at you. You're a problem solver versus working that enforcement aspect of being a police officer, getting services for families and creating an environment so they can be educated successfully.
That is Eric Manconi, school resource officer for the Chillicothe R2 School District.